Hello, everybody. This is Prophet Christy Eldridge, and this is Everyday Prophecy. Welcome to the podcast. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Lord has a good word for you today. Holy Spirit, thank you for what you're going to do. I'm just driving right now from Flagstaff, Arizona to Kingman, Arizona. This is driving to the last of this round of prophetic training workshops, free prophetic training workshops that the Lord has me offering all over the country and all over the world. So I'm really excited. This is the last one in a circuit of workshops over the last 2 weeks. And it has been amazing to see the Lord empower and touch and activate His people in the prophetic. An honor to go for the Lord. Hallelujah. And so I'm driving and the Lord said, I'd like you to prophesy. So hallelujah. Holy Spirit, help us. I plead the blood of Jesus over you, over your family. I plead the blood over myself, my family. And I plead the blood of Jesus over this podcast and over this ministry. In Jesus' name, amen. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, the time is near, the time is near. Celebration. He says, celebrate. Oh, he wants me to sing, celebrate good times. Come on. Joy, 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 overwhelming joy. It's yours. It's yours. It's coming, it's near, and it's here. Your face is going to hurt from smiling. Praise the Lord. He says your face will hurt from smiling. You're grinning ear to ear. He says you look like the Cheshire Cat. You know, people can't take their eyes off of you when they see you smiling in public. He says, everybody's so depressed. But then you arrive on the scene with this huge smile, this huge grin, with the joy of the Lord. And listen, that just breaks things off of people. It breaks open atmospheres. The joy you carry is shocking to others that are in the world. They want what you have. They want what you have. You have something of great value that cannot be purchased. It can't be purchased. It can't be earned. It can't be, I don't know, help us, Holy Spirit. And then they'll start to ask you questions. They're curious about you. They're just curious about you. I don't understand. Like, you're just different. There's something different about you. There's a quality. What is the quality? And they'll want to be near you. They'll want to buddy up with you, he says. They're going to want to buddy up with you. He says, I'm making you highly desirable in this hour to others who do not know me. You know, Isha Hakatai. They might, you know, confess me. They might confess me, but they don't know me. Shaha Katai. And they don't know what they're missing until they meet you. They don't even know what's possible until they meet you. And they hear the stories about, you know, how you know me and the love encounters that we've shared together, the way I brought you to your knees and Ishakai. Racked you with sobs of my love, tear-stained carpets and, you know, and wood floors, he says, you know, soaked in your tears. All made possible by my blood. He says, my heart is truly yours and yours is mine. And we share this union together, this communion, this fellowship of spirit, soul, body. Like, we share so much. We are united in a holy intoxication of my love. And they don't know anything about that. They don't know anything about that. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the blindness and the deafness? He says the silence is deafening. The Lord says, open their eyes, beloved. Tell them stories about your encounters with me and share a testimony. Share two, share three. Open their eyes to the possibilities of an intimate relationship with the one true God. He says, the King Man, Jesus Christ. The King Man, Jesus Christ. Amo Amahakatai. He says, I'm interceding for you at the right hand of the Father. I'm interceding for you day and night, minute by minute, hour by hour. He says, you are safe with me as your intercessor, as your high priest. You are safe with me. Your perfection is not needed. It is not required. My perfection is sufficient for you because you are in me, he says. Ha ha ha, Katai. You're in me and I'm in you. Lay down before me, my love, in sweet surrender. Ishaka rosso kodoto doki ishekete. Dihekete nikihim kahana ke ishakotai. Ishaka dodota di ishekete. Those pains of condemnation, they're not yours. Hand that over to me. The sting of accusation, the sting of accusation. That you missed the mark, that you failed, that you were doing it wrong, that you were in disobedience. Go ahead and give that to me. He says, I'm taking you higher. I'm taking you higher. Arasa na 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 hi hey. You're an eagle in this hour, he says, soaring high above. You're an eagle in this hour, soaring high above. He says, I've given you eagle eyes. I've given you eagle eyes to see the prey. You're a hunter. You're a hunter. You're not the hunted, beloved. He says, you are a fierce hunter. And I've taken you higher. I've taken you higher, and I am taking you higher still. With eyes to see the enemy with pinpoint accuracy. And claws to grasp his jugular. Isha hakotai. He says strangulation. Strangulation. The enemy once had a stranglehold on your life. And now you swoop down with the power, with the prowess, the prowess of a lion. And you grab the enemy by the throat and you squeeze the life out of him. He says, I've given you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. I've given you authority over the power of the enemy. He says, use it. words, words, words. Scripture, Bible verses. Defeat the enemy with your declarations, with scripture. Stand in your authority. Stand in your authority. You're not a pushover, he says. Hallelujah. You're not a pushover. Your roots run deep. Your roots run deep, beloved. And you're not going to be mowed over anymore by the enemy's attempts. You're wise to his game. You're bigger than that now. The attempts of the enemy to keep you down, while they might have worked in a previous season, in this season, you're soaring high with me. I'm ridding you of the fear of a repeat attack. I'm canceling the dread off of your life. It's not happening again. That thing that the enemy did to you, that thing that he brought to your life, the torment, the fears, the Lord's talking about, like, the torment, the physical torment, the mental torment, the pain. It was part of a process. He says, I used it for your good and for my glory, but we're not going back there. We're not going back there. So go ahead and give that fear to me. You have passed the test, beloved, with flying colors. Hallelujah. You have stood the test. You have passed the test. He says the crown of life is yours. Wear it proudly. Advancement. Advancement. Kingdom advancement. You are advancing in this hour by my power, by my might, by my spirit, says the Lord. You are overdue for a promotion, but he says you are overdue. I just hear the Lord talking about birthing. It's like when you're pregnant and you're overdue. He says the baby is large. The baby is large. The ministry is large that you are birthing. He says, brace for impact. Brace for impact. It's all clear now. It's all becoming clear now as the confusion melts away, as the fog is lifted. It's all becoming clear now. Crystal clear. My plans and my purposes for your life. Are becoming crystal clear. I am connecting the dots for you. And so you can see the pathway forward. The divine life that I've called you to live. The divine life. You're not merely a human, You are a human being, that's for sure, but you are not merely a human. You are inhabited by a holy God, and therefore you live a supernatural life. Empowered by me, says the Lord.
Isha hakota mahake sehe pekete. Isha hakona nede esekete. Shone yataki himatete.
And he wants me to end the word there. And so I pray you take this word to the Lord. Test the spirit behind this word. Judge this word with the Lord, and he will speak more to you. And I bless you in the name of Jesus. Have a wonderful day. See you next time, guys.